Sorry, guys. Parshas Vayera. It says, Vayera elav Hashem belonei mamre. And God appeared to him belonei mamre. Elonei mamre is the place of the person who gave Eitzah to Avram the Mila. Who yosher petach ha'ol, sitting opening the tent, kachom hayom, in the heat of the day. It was a very hot day. Kodesh Baruch Hu brought out Chama Menatika. They brought out the sun in a strong way. So Avram wouldn't be disturbed. He was ill. It was Thursday, the third day of his Mila. But Avram's still sitting outside. And he's in tzar. He's in pain. He wants there to be Orchim. He wants to give to Orchim. And now he's in the middle of a Nevuah with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The middle of the Nevuah. Says the Chumash, V'yisai Nav. Kodesh Baruch Hu saw how Avraham's pain, not to have visitors, not to have orchim, not to have guests. V'ya yinei shlosh anashim nitzavim alav. Three people standing in front of him. V'ya v'yaratzi katav v'petach ha'ol. He ran towards him, the opening of the tent. V'shtachu arza. And they bowed towards him on the floor. Okay. And now there's this whole story. He asked them to come in. He gives them food, blah, blah, blah. We're going to see soon. This is a tremendously difficult story. Here's Abraham. God appears to him. We have the level of Nevuah. He's standing in front of his creator. He has Nevuah. Three Arabs pass by. He doesn't know God brings him along because he's bitzar that he doesn't have Orchim. He leaves the Kodesh Baruch Hu and he goes and deals with these three visitors in the middle of Nevuah. How does that make sense? You're in the middle of Nevuah with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You leave the Kodesh Baruch Hu and you go and deal with three visitors. And Chazal learned from this an important rule. Gadol Hachnasas Orchim is bigger. Dealing with visitors, looking after visitors, bringing them to your home, then Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina, than receiving the Divine Presence. Hello? Does that make sense? No. This is Chiddush of the Torah, the Chiddush of Avraham. The purpose of life, the purpose of Torah, is not to be only dovel to your Creator, to connect with your Creator. Of course, there's Nevuah. Of course, there's Dveikus with your Creator. Question is, how do we do it? We don't spend our days meditating and connecting and being spiritual, being up there with Nevuah, with our Creator. That's not the purpose of life. Why? The purpose of life is for man to express all his goodness to others, to give off of his goodness. And giving off of man's goodness to others, his potency, that's bigger than Nevuah. That's bigger than Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina, receiving the Divine Presence. Why? Because the Divine Presence is brought into the world and into man in a greater way through man's endeavor in the physical world, through man's expressing his potency and his divineness and his neshama, his soul, in the physical world. That's Torah. Torah isn't meditation. Torah isn't connecting above. Torah is bringing that which is above and bringing it into the physical world. That's what Torah is. That's the Chiddush of Avraham. It's a very big Chiddush. So the question is asked, why are we daven with Allah? Why are we daven? Why we, when we're davening, so the Arizal, in the beginning of Shah HaKavanas, says, What mitzvahs aseh should be thinking about when we're davening? So the Arizal, this is the Arizal who wrote Shah Kavanos, Pri Eitz Chaim. He wrote how we daven. He wrote the Kavanos of the Tefillah. The deepest understandings and depths of Tefillah is in the Arizal. And the Arizal tells us at the beginning of Shah Kavanos what is the basic Kavanah. The most basic Kavanah, and this everyone can do, before you stand in front of your king, what mitzvah you take on? Ahavta l'ra'echa kamocha. To love your neighbor as yourself. You hear? You're not davening for yourself. You're davening for the whole of Klal Yisrael. You're just the way in which the Shefa, the Shekhinah, Divine Presence, comes through you to the whole of Jewish people. All our tefillahs are b'loshon plural. Choneinu mi'itcha chochma bina v'das. Give us, be gracious on us, on the whole Jewish people, on the whole world we're davening. Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, we're davening for the whole world. We don't daven for ourselves. Of course we're davening also for ourselves. A halacha, Shliach Tzibur, he's davening from the Amud. He's davening for everyone, but there's one guy in the Tzibur he doesn't like, he's not davening for him. He's pasul, his tefillah is not accepted, it's not a Shliach Tzibur. You can't daven. Halacha, it's a halacha. Davening isn't for you only, it's for you, through you, the Shefa comes to the whole world. That's a Jew. A Jew is the place through which, by doing Torah and mitzvahs, by expressing man's potency, he brings God's presence into the world through him for the whole world. That's the Kiddush of Avraham. That's what all Torah and mitzvahs is. We're not meditating and understanding our inner selves and going to higher places. That's not Judaism. From a Jewish point of view, that's selfishness. You're being selfish, you're only interested in yourself. Okay, you might go up and come down and help other people, but initially, you'll want to go high. When we're learning Torah, we're learning for ourselves. We're learning Torah for the Jewish people. All our mitzvahs is for the whole world. We're bringing God's will into the world to make the world a better place. That's a very, very different attitude to most religions. Certainly the normal ones that we know. The vort isn't, it's not that there's a zilzal in receiving Pnei Shekhinah. Pnei Shekhinah is, to receive Pnei Shekhinah is a tremendous thing. It's a nevuah. A person work his whole life for a moment like that. It's a tremendous thing. But we're saying that's not the avoda. That's not the work of man here. There is a time for Kabbalah's Pnei Shekhinah. That's all I'm about. But this world is Hayom La'asotam. This world is the world of doing. This world is the world of expression. And in this world, this is the avoda. The world to come can be the world of Kabbalah's Pnei Shekhinah. That's what we're doing in the world to come. Ne'enem iziva Shekhinah. But that's not this world. Olam Hazeh is the world of doing, the world of expressing God in the world. That's the bigger mitzvah. That's the bigger, that's the tachlis of this world. That's the purpose of this world. Now the Chumash goes into all the things that Avraham brought to these three Malachim. As if we need to know. He brought the meat, he brought the bread, he brought the mchema, he brought all sorts of things, right? Mm. Water. And we need to know all the details of what he brought them. What do we need to know that? The Ramban asks in many places, we see how Chumash goes into the story in details about what Avraham did. And yet, there's many halachas that are pertaining to us and that we live with, like milk and meat. The Torah has three small verses, Lo Tivashel Gdi B'Chalav Imo, three times in the Torah, and that's all the laws of milk and meat. Right? And yet, all of this is like nearly a whole paragraph of the Torah, just telling us what Avraham brought. How does that make sense? So the Ramban says here, this is a very important rule, Maise Avos Simen Labanim, the actions of our Avos Simen Labanim, our signs of the children, what does that mean? And whatever they did had a tremendous impression on the spiritual nature of Klal Yisrael. That means here this Suda has a tremendous effect on the Jewish people. It was Pesach. It was Korban Pesach. The meat was Korban Pesach. The Malachim came to tell Avram and Sarah they're going to have a child. One was to heal Avram. One was to tell him and Sarah they're going to have a child. And the third one was to destroy Sodom. Right? So it says, the Midrash says here, because of Yukach Na Ma'at Mayim, Rachut Rogleim, Yishan Tach Ta'etz, and Pat Lechem, they gave them bread. And then the meat that came from Yishmael, because Avraham was Mechanichim with mitzvahs. So they were Zoche. The Mayim, they were Zoche to the Be'er Miriam. The bread, because of the bread that Avraham gave them, they were zochet to the man in the midbar. And the meat that Ishmael gave them, they were zochet to the meat, the slav, that they got in the midbar. But these actions that Avraham did gave merit to the Jewish people when they left Egypt to sustain them all those years in the midbar. This little action that Avram was machnis ochim, sustained the Jewish people tachat kanfei Ashchina in the midbar. The giving of the water, they got the be'er, they got the well of Miriam. The giving of the bread, they got the man. And the meat that Yishmael got, Avram says here, Rashi says, he was mechanachim mitzvahs, he gave the meat. They were zochet to the slav. Now I'm just going to make the certain bird that they got, they were complaining about they didn't have meat to eat. And Kodesh Baruch Hu gave them the slav. Actually the slav wasn't such a good thing. They died through it. It's called Kivrat HaTava. They were buried their desires through the slav. So you can understand a little bit. Yishmael represents the psolid of Avraham. We spoke about this last week. That when Sarah gave Hagar to Avraham and Yishmael was born, and we're going to see soon that Yishmael goes off to Derech, he's over there by the Zara, he serves idols, and he connects to illicit relations. We're going to see soon. It says, Yitzchak, we're going to see. Yishmael represents the psolet of Chesed, the bad of Chesed, the bad expression of Chesed. The bad expression of Chesed is desire. So the meat that was given to Ishmael, but Dafka, we see has a bad expression. The slab that was given the meat at Midbar was to remove from Klal Yisrael the desire in them. And those desiring people of Klal Yisrael were killed through the slab. This matana, this giving of Ishmael, was a giving, so to speak, of taiva, basa taiva, the desire for meat. And therefore, this was a bad giving to the Jewish people. Because Yishmael represents the ra of Midas HaChesed, the bad in Midas HaChesed, i.e. the taivas. So that's why this basa was Kivras HaTava. The others that were given through Avram, right? Or Sarah, the man was given through Sarah. The bread was given to Sarah. She was Lushe Ugod. Lemaisa she didn't get. It wasn't given to them. It was just intended to be given to them. But Sarah got her orach, she got her period, and that was a nes, right? And the mayim, that was a miracle,
And the mayim was given, right?
Now, if you understand, the mayim was given to drink and to remove the afa al raglehem, which is what the afa, so Rashi says, the afa al raglehem was to remove the dust that they bowed to either Avodah Zarah of them. So the man represents a spiritual food, a removal from that physicality. So the bread that was given here was a bread, spiritual bread, to remove the Avodah Zarah, to remove man's connection to the physicality. I.e., that's what the Gemara says, that lo nitna tera ela lo'ochle aman. Terah is given to those who eat man. Man brought emunah to the Jewish people. That's the removal of Avodah Zarah and the connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The removal of idolatry and the connection to Avodah Zarah and the connection to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the emunah. That's what man brought to the Jewish people. So that makes sense. On the desire to give the bread, even though it didn't get to the desire to give it, was a giving. She wanted to give it. Right? He wanted to give it. Now, to a certain extent, I want to explain something here. The wanting to give is a spiritual wanting. So the bread that they got was a spiritual bread. That was the man. Okay? So I made a mistake. The well of Miriam was the removal of Avodah Zarah. And I said that was about the man. The removal of Avodah Zarah, the well of Miriam represents the Torah. Be'er shechafru Sarim in the Midbar. The bear of Miriam represented the receiving of the Torah, the Maim Chaim of the bear of Miriam, and that's the removal of Avodah Zarah. The man was a spiritual bread, because even here when it was given, Sadu Libchem, it says Sadu Libchem. Sadu Libchem means to fill our hearts. The filling of our heart, right, is the filling of the heart with emunah. The man is bread of emunah, right? It was actually supposed to be given here. It was supposed to be given matzah. Matzah, the Zohar calls lechem of emunah. To an extent, the man that we have started with the matzah. The first bread the Jewish people ate in the midbar was matzah, and when the matzah ran out, it was replaced with man. The matzah represents, for us, the man, the spiritual man. It's lechem of emunah. That's what the Zohar calls the matzah. That's why Pesach is a time of emunah. This was Pesach. This was Leil Pesach. Yitzchak was mitbaser. His birth was on Leil Pesach. A year later, Yitzchak was born on Pesach. Question is, why the bread they didn't eat the tumah? We don't, today there's no minute tumah tara, only have base and migdash, you have to worry about these things. Avram, when he kept the mitzvahs, kept it because he saw the hashpa, the spiritual influence that came from doing these things, and he kept it based on that spiritual influence. He was so connected that he saw, he understood tefillin, he understood what this meant, he understood what eating bread betumah was, impure bread. He understood the influence it had. He was so sensitive spiritually. After the Torah was given, even though we don't have that level of spirituality, that's the mitzvah, that's the fact in the world. And since that's the fact in the world, we have to live with those facts which are chakuk, which are fixed in the world. That's after Matan Torah. Now, this is a time of emunah. Why is it a time of emunah? Klal Yisrael are given Yitzchak. This is the day we're meeting Baser. Yitzchak's coming to the world. There's a tremendous emunah that Avram and Sarah believed that they're going to have a child. And Sarah came back to her youth. She had Oroch Kanashim. She was like a younger woman. There's a tremendous emunah on this day. That's why this is a Leil of Emunim. Leil Emunim. Leil of Emunah. That's what Leil Pesach is. And why this is associated with the Midbar was a place of emunah. We had nothing in the Midbar. Nothing. It's desolate there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu fed us, man. He gave us Be'er Mayim. He gave us waters. He gave us meat.
He looked after us. There's a tremendous emunah. You understand? That's why it's Leil Emunah. This story here is the shorish of Klal Yisrael's emunah. That's the Maisa Abbas Simen Lebanim. Here, Klal Yisrael are nishrash. In this action here, with their emunah, with their trust in God. And this is a simple giving of Avraham to three Malachim. And this simple giving, we're told, is better than Nevuah. Look what Avraham did in this giving. He gave to Klal Yisrael, gave to generations of the Jewish people afterwards, this emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the emunah in the Midbar. The emunah every year we have on Leil Pesach comes from this action of Avraham. That's what it means, Maisa Avos Simen Lebanim. And now we can understand the small actions of a Jew. The world, we would think, Avraham goes in Kivshan HaEsh against Nimrod. It's not even mentioned in Chumash. Not even mentioned in Chumash. It's highlighted in Chumash. It's hinted in Chumash. This is written in Chumash. Because of the big thing, the scene, we bashed all the idols. That's a big thing. No. Here he gave food to Orchim. See what your big impression has. There's a big lesson to learn from this. It's not the big actions that you do in the world that are necessarily important. It's the small actions of how you behave with your fellow man, how you interact with people in the small ways, your sensitivity. Those small actions make big people. That's the Jew. The Jew's not saving the whales, saving the world, making big decisions. The Jew is making a home, teaching the people around him, caring for the people around him. And that has a ripple to the whole world. That's what being a Jew is. Small actions. No one's running for president.
Burning.
No from Jews or rabbi. They sit in their rooms, they learn, people come to them. They don't go to people. They're known from their actions. People come to them and respect them and take their advice. And they are the people who run the world.
ויקח חמא וחלב בן בקר אשר עשה ויתן לפניהם והוא עומד עליהם תחת העץ and he's standing over them Avraham תחת העץ ויוכל על העץ. So what is תחת העץ? Under the tree. Which is the tree that he's standing under? I mean, do I really know that he's standing under a tree בכלל? Or the tree? What's the tree? So Chazal tell us, Tzazar, Chazal tell us, the tree is the tree of Adam HaRishon. It's Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra. Avraham Avinu, and we're going to see later on, the Eshel of Avraham was the Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra. Adam HaRishon, Avraham Avinu, was fixing the Chet of Adam HaRishon. Avraham Avinu, the Chet of Adam HaRishon was what? We said, we learned he was kofa betova the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him. He was kofa, he denied the good the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him, which is his wife. Avraham Avinu was recognizing the good that God gave him, and that recognition of that good made him achrai to give good to others, made him responsible to give of his goodness to others. That was the tikkun of the chet of Adam HaRishon. That's why it says ha'etz refers to the eight tov das tov ra, refers to the eight hadas. Avraham Avinu was fixing the eight hadas to be an eight das tov. There'll be no ra in the eight hadas. What does Hakara Satov mean? Hakara Satov means you recognize what God gave you. What does that do to you? Oh, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You sit there and you start praising Him? No.
When someone gives you such goodness, you look at yourself and say, I have all this goodness that I'm given. I have all this potency that I'm given to God. Why did he give it to me? It must be. He gave it to me. He gave me from his potency. I'm going to learn from him and give to others from my potency. That's what Abraham did. That's Midas HaChesed. Midas HaChesed, the shorish of Midas HaChesed, is a karasatov. When you recognize that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave this world mituvo from his goodness, you understand that that's your purpose. To give to the world mituvecha from your goodness that came from Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's Avraham. That's Midas HaChesed. And that's the tikkun of Eitz HaDaas Tov. Tov means expression of that which is good in you. Ra is misexpression. The tikkun of Eitz HaDaas Tov Ra is to give completely that which is good in you in a proper way, not in a ra way. Ra means a broken way, in an improper expression. So Avraham was expressing himself in a proper way, and that's the tikkun of Eitz HaDaas Tov Ra. We get up in the morning, Moda Ani, small action. We wash our hands, small action. We put on our shoes, small action. We daven, small action. We have breakfast, we make a cup of tea for our friends, small action. No, big actions. It changes the whole world. Read Nefesh HaChaim. What our mitzvahs does in the spiritual worlds, and the effects it has in the higher spiritual worlds, and the shefa, the influence of God that's brought through our small actions. You know, NASA, they're sitting behind a computer and they send a rocket up. It's a small action to press a button. Small action, press the button, the rocket hits in that side. Press this button, the rocket hits on the other side. Small action, just pressing a button. The effect on the rocket? Tremendous. That's a Jew. That's a human being. His small actions, he's NASA, he's in control. Because he's Baruch Hu gave us that control over the world. The worst thing, this is the Eight Sahara. The Eight Sahara, and this is Klipas Yishmael. Klipas Yishmael is exactly this. A person does a virus. Says Umashvela, the Arabic called Umashvela. I'm going to explain to you. Umashvela, a lower people. That's why they need a lot of covet, they need a lot of honor. But they're Umashvela, they were lower people. What are we talking about? When a person realizes how his actions affect the world, and how important are his actions, he won't do Averis. Only a person does Averis when he thinks, what's the difference if I do this or do that? It makes no difference to the world. If you knew how important your actions are to the world, you wouldn't do Averis. The only reason we do Averis is because we don't think highly of ourselves. That's Klipas Yishmael. That's what makes a man do base things. Because he thinks of himself as a base physical animal. You go weiter. For Yom Elav, Aye Sarish Techav, Yom Yenebeod. She's not, she's in the hour. For Yom Meshuva Shuvelecha, Ke'et Chaya. והנה בן לשר אשתך, ושר שומעת בטח עוד, והוא אחריו, אני דעתי. Okay, so he says, now Sarah hears about this, and the same time next year, she's going to have Yitzchak, which is going to be Pesach, like this term is Pesach. For Abraham, ושר זקנים בהם בימים, חדל להיות שר אורך לנשים שתנהב, ותצחק שר בקיבה. And Sarah laughed, לאמור, אחרי בלותי, Now, at my age, I'm going to be able to have children. And Avraham is old. And God comes to Avraham and tells him, why did Sarah laugh? Lemo ha'af umnam eled v'ani zakanti. How am I going to have children? I'm old. Ha'yipale me'ashem davar le'moed ashuv elecha ke'et chayav et sar ben? Is it going to be difficult for me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to come to you again and Sarah's going to have a child? V'tiktachash Sarah lemo, lo sachakta, I didn't love. Ki yirel v'yoma lo ki sachakta. She didn't want to say, she was fearful to say that she laughed. So now, Rashi tells us, why did the HaKadosh Baruch Hu change what happened with Sarah? Because Sarah said, my husband is old. God says that she said she's old. She wasn't lying. She did say she's old. How could she have children? Right? But she also said that he's old. God went and told Avraham that she said that she's old. Rashi says, why? Because Baruch Hu was doing Shalom Bayis. Shalom Bayis, so we're learning now, has to do Shalom Bayis. Okay. I only have one little kasha here. What's the kasha? Avram didn't know that Sarah laughed. Well, because Baruch has to go and tell Avram that Sarah laughed, and then have a little argument over here. Did he go to tell her off? That's Shalom Bayis. Doesn't sound to me like Shalom Bayis. Rashi says, Shalom Bayis. What's happening here? There's a very important nakuda here. Sarah, and why Sarah laughed and Avram didn't laugh? Sarah was midas hadin. Avram was midas hachesed. Midas hachesed, you can understand this chesed in the world. You understand he's giving for no reason. We both gave them something without a reason. So midas hachesed can understand ness in a bigger way than midas hadin. Midas hadin, I don't deserve it. It doesn't megili. It doesn't come to me. I'll pee din. It's schok. It's a joke. And we see from the schok of Sarah, Sarah had Yitzchak. Yitzchak beloshen schok. It's a loshen of laughter. That's what Yitzchak represents. Because midas adin can't live in this world. This world is a world of schok. It's a world of laughter. You're eating. What are you eating for? You're sleeping. What are you sleeping for? The tachness of this bria is to connect to the Creator. What are you doing these other things for? Tzchok. Asali Elokim. The world is a world of laughter, a world of tzchok. Doesn't make sense. The only time that laughter becomes a reality is Yom Acharon, Olam Haba. V'titzchak le'Yom Acharon. That's a Mishnah. Then we'll see, then we real laughter, because we'll see how all these small actions became this big picture. So Sarah's midah caused her this chok. The midah sadin in Sarah. However, you still don't understand how this is Shalom Bayis. There's a big chiddush here. Sarah's supposed to have an ola tmima, a complete offering to Great Baruch Hu. That's going to be the Akedah. The Akedah Yitzhak is on the level that he's going to be a korban Hashem. He's going to be an offering to Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's going to be a complete human being. In order to have a child, to be a complete human being, you have to have complete emunah. Kodesh Baruch Hu had to tell Avram to rebuke Sarah, to fix her, to help her. But he had to do it in a way that was Shalom Bayis, that she wasn't laughing about Avram, she was laughing about herself. And the rule is here. You don't rebuke your wife, and it's written to Gemara. If she'll listen to you, you rebuke her. If she doesn't listen to you, mutav she shoging you. It's better to be shoging. Sarah was going to listen. Avram had to rebuke her in order that Sarah would be able to hold Yitzchak, that we should have a complete emunah. There would be a shleimus in emunah to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that to be a tikkun, so to speak, of the midas din of Sarah. For her to be able to accept that such a thing is Megillah, that even if it's not Megillah, the Midas HaChesed, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is doing with them. The din in Sarah would be Mumuteket, would be sweetened. And therefore, the din that comes from Yitzchak would be a din that is sweetened. Because of time, we're running out of time, so basically, the concept of Sodom is Kodesh Baruch Hu comes to Avram, he saw
Hakatsa'aka. Right? There's a shouting from Sodom. Rashi explains, what's a tzaka? Of a riba, of a little girl, one of Lot's children, that gave pat to Ani, that gave bread to Anani, and she was found, and she was killed in Sodom. How she was killed, Rashi tells us, smeared on her Ani, and the bees came and pricked her, and she was killed in a very, very cruel way. Why was that the way of being killed? Because they were teaching, it was a lesson to be taught. Saddam's Shita is, if you give to other people, you're going to kill yourself. You're giving to the bee, the honey, he's going to prick you. And eventually, each time you're giving, you're going to be pricked and pricked and pricked until you die. That was Saddam's Hashkafa of life. Giving kills you. Abraham's Hashkafa of life was, giving gives you life. Was the antithesis of Avram, the opposite of Avram. And now we see Avram praying for Sodom. Even this people with the antithesis, the anti-Avram, Avram's praying for them and asking to save them. Now, this whole parasha is basically, the chiddush of this parasha is against Midas Adin. Midas Adin is in the world. Avram was trying to change the Gdarim, the rules of Midas Adin, that a tzaddik would not be killed with a rasha. Now, not a tzaddik who's a complete tzaddik, a tzaddik who has averus, and like the Gemara says, when a tzaddik is not a complete tzaddik, he has averus, so if his generation is chayev, so he'll be taken with his generation. The mashkit doesn't differentiate between a tzaddik and rasha. That Midas Adin, Avram, that was the vikuach here, that was the argument here. Avram wanted to change spiritual reality, and he changed it somewhat. But he didn't change it completely. And we're talking about complete Rishayim, we're talking about Sodom. Next bit. So now we see this whole story of Lot, yeah? The two Malachim go, now the whole story here, that Lot with his daughters, Lot goes and does this, picks up these Malachim, and brings them home. Chazal say it's because it was by Avram and he learned Midas HaChesed. It wasn't from him. How does Chazal know this? Because we see when Sodom came to Lot, what did Lot do? He offered his two daughters. They said, give us these people who came to your house. And he said, no, take my daughters instead. They wanted to take the people and do with them things. Sodom was Mishkav Zachor, was male-male relationships. They wanted to use them. What's the concept here? They came and took from us, we must take from them. So also, Stam, I'm just going to explain this simply. You see from here that the concept of male-male relationship is a concept of taking, not a concept of giving. I'm not explaining that now, but whenever you have a promiscuous society, which is a society of taking, you will have male-male relationships. Stam was a promiscuous society. Now he offers him his two daughters, which is crazy. That's how we know that the Midas HaChesed, the Midas HaChesed of Avram, wasn't a proper Midas HaChesed, because he's willing to give his daughters instead of the people who were with him. He couldn't have offered that. Shouldn't have offered that. It was an improper gesture. Okay, now he then leaves. Sodom is destroyed. His wife becomes mound of Melech. Why? Because she didn't deserve to see the Ra that happened to Sodom, because she was associated with that. Rashi tells us, because she didn't give Melech to the Orchim. She didn't give Melech to the Orchim, Saul to the Orchim. That's why she became a mound of Melech. Now we have the story that his children don't think that there's any, his two daughters don't think there's anyone in the world, and they offer themselves to their father. The first one, Moab, and the second one, Ammon, Bnei Ammi. It's a very, very big story here. Kodesh Baruch Hu allowed this to happen because from there came Ruth HaMoabiyah and Naama HaAmoni, who was married to Shlomo. From these people came Malchus of Beis Yisrael. The Malchus. How did the Malchus Beis Yisrael come from such an action? They intended the children. So Lot
his intentions were not right. His intentions were, Chazal even say that he kept himself after it happened the first night, the second night. He didn't protect himself. And it happened to him. So Lot's actions weren't good. He was poshea in him getting drunk. It wasn't right in what he did. But his children, even though they did a wrong action, their intentions were right. And Chazal tells us the intentions were what? To bring kiyum to the world, to bring establishment to the world. They were willing to give off of themselves to bring kiyum to the world. The world will have kiyum. That's the Shorash Mashiach. Mashiach is the person who gives of himself to have kiyum for the world, to bring kiyum to the world to come to its tachlis. So therefore, the males of Moab and of Ammon, because the machshava, the thought of Lot was a wrong thought, is also of Ovo Kaal, can't become, even Gerim we can't accept from them, but the female we can accept from them. That's Ruth, and that's Naama Ha'amoni. Okay? Basically that. Then we go weiter. Then Avram separated himself from Avram, from Lot, after this action, because it was a bad action. And then we have the story of Abimelech, right? Similar to the story of Paro, but here they were more Yerushalayim. And we have this whole fight about the Be'er. The Be'er, the Ramban, later on in Parshas Vayetze, is going to tell us that this Be'er represents the first base of Mikdash. The fighting of the Be'er Ma'im Chaim is a fight over the first base of Mikdash. But we're not going to go into that. That's a remnant here. That's this whole story here. Then we finish this. Now we see that Yitzchak's born, and now we have this story of Yitzchak became already old, and we're now in Pasuk Perikav Aleph, Pasuk Tes. Yes, everyone. V'tir'eh Sarah et Ben Haga Hamitzri Asher Yalda LaAvram Misachek. Interesting, we see the same lashon schok by Yishmael as we see the Yitzchak is called Yitzchak. What does Rashi tell us? Misachek. Misachek is lashon of Avodah Zarah, idol worship, and lashon illicit relationships. And we see these throwing arrows at Yitzchak and say, "Oh, I was only joking." So Sarah, Toma Avraham, Sarah went to Avraham and said, "Garesh ha'ama azot vet bana, expel her." Garesh means girushin, separate from her, separate from her son, separate from her. Ki lo yirash et ben ha'ama hazot, this ben ha'ama will not inherit im bni im Yitzchak. Sarah understood Yishmael was fighting Yitzchak, but who was the Yoresh of Avraham? And that's throughout the generations, that's the fight of Yishmael with the Jewish people. By Yishmael, the Quran, right? Yishmael had the Akedah, not Yitzchak, it was the Akedah. The Yishmael was the Ikar Ben of Avraham, not Yitzchak was the Ikar Ben. Sarah was evil. Sarah was bad. She was a Nagu, but she was bad. Hagar was the Ikar Bias. That's the fight. So the question asked here is why we read Vashem Pakad et Sarah on Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Rosh Hashanah is Yimei Hadin. We can't stand in Midas Hadin. Avraham and Sarah, our Pidin, could not have children. Sarah could not have children, our Pidin. As I told you, Yitzchak Sarah. Arpidin, Sarah and Avraham could not have children. HaKadosh Baruch Hu even told them they can't have children, Arpidin. If you look at the stars, Avraham looked in the stars, nothing changed. Even after he was told he's going to have a child. He looked in the stars, no children, no change. No change in the, how you say, in the zodiac. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him beyond the zodiac and he showed, here you can have children. Here you can have children means Klal Yisrael only exists beyond the physical world, beyond the stars. If we live according to the physical, if we live in the world of reality, the world of Zion Mitzvah Menach, not beyond the physical world, right? We don't exist. We can't stand in Midas Adin. Midas Adin, we can't be omed. That's the physical world. We have to be beyond it, or to be live, I'll be did. That's what Rosh Hashanah is. Rosh Hashanah Tekiah Shavu is the Isle of Yitzchak, which is the Akedah we're going to read, is living beyond din. And that's the fixing of Midas Adin. The fixing of Midas Adin is when we live beyond din. Then din has no effect on us. That's why we're this parsha.
So it says, Vayera hadava ma'od b'nei Avraham al oret b'no.
It was very bad what in the eyes of Avraham what happened to his son. His son went off the derech. Ishmael was off the derech. There's a midrash that Avraham used to go visit him and see and hope that he was going to come back. Okay? So he sent them, and Misirashi tells you he sent them with food, with no money. Why didn't he send without any money? Because Ishmael was off the derech. He didn't send them properly, he sent them away improperly. Right? So we have this whole story now with Ishmael, right? And the water, etc. Right? And they didn't drink, and Chazal tell us. And, you know, he was saved. And the Malachim came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, how can you save him? He's going to, when Jewish people leave Eretz Yisrael and go into Golas, they're going to be thirsty. And he's going to give them food, salty food. And he's going to then give them to drink. And it's going to be empty. And they're going to drink and they're going to die. And you're going to save him from thirst? So that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers, Asher Hu Sham. We judge him as he is now. You ask me why that's used also in Rosh Hashanah. Mm-hmm. From this we also learn the schus of Klal Yisrael. Rosh Hashanah, a person elevates himself and he appears in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu in a higher level. You had a whole of Elul to do tshuva. Comes Rosh Hashanah, you're living on a higher level. And a kategorian come to us and say, look what he did this year. Look what how he behaved. Look what could happen based on the previous year. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells him, Vashay Husham, look where he is now. He wants to be close to me. He wants to accept my malchus. I'm judging him now, Vashay Husham, where he is now. That's another reason we do. Okay? Avimelech sees how the Hatzlacha of Avraham, and he makes a treaty with him. And then we have the Shvua, the seven sheep, and that he makes this treaty about the wells that Avraham dig, and it's called Be'er Sheva. The Be'er of Sheva, the Be'er that has made this promise, both of them made to each other, over the seven korbanos, these seven sheep that were offered, kvasim, that were offered to Kodesh Baruch Hu, they made this bris. And then it says, V'yago Avraham be'eretz plishtim, this is Be'er Sheva, this is Eretz Plishtim, Yamim Rabim, right? And before, sorry, the passage before, and it is Avraham placed an eshel in Be'er Sheva, a tree in Be'er Sheva, Yikra Hashem b'shem Hashem kel olam. And they called the name of God, what it means, he brought people to Be'er Sheva, to where he was, he told them to eat, gave them food, said, bench to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and they recognized Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is where the Zohar says that this Be'er Sheva is where Avraham, it's the eshel Avraham, it's the eighth Hadas Tov Ra, and how this is where Avraham was fixing the eighth Tov Das Ra, like he said at the beginning of the parsha. But he continued doing this. This was the avodas of Avraham. The avoda of the Avos was to fix the Ched of Adam Rishon. That was the avoda. Okay, now we have the Akedah. So it's a question. Vi acha dvarim ha'ila. Acha what dvarim? Ve'elokim nisad Avraham. This was the ninth test of Avraham. Ninth or tenth, right? Vayome elav Avraham v'yome hineni. Here am I. Loss of humility. What things? So Rashi brings here that there's a kitrug here on Avraham. That all which he did, he didn't do for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He did it for his son. If you told him to shech his son, he wouldn't listen. And Yishmael comes to Yitzchak and says, I did my milah at the age of 13. You did when you were a kid. You didn't feel anything. So Yitzchak comes and says, if a Kodesh Baruch Hu asked me to sacrifice my whole self, I would do it. So comes the Mekatrin and says, let's see. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, okay, we're going to see. Now, what's happening here? We're seeing Kitrug means that Midas Haram, Midas Adin, has a tefiah on the Jewish people. They have a tefiah. Yishmael did more than you. Avram, we don't have a clear indication that Avram did for you a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Would is his love for you more than his love for a son? A father loves his son more than the son loves the father, says the Gemara. The love of a son, because he's giving. Avram, who's a Midas HaChesed, and he had a child, an only child, who's going to be, like we see the praise of Avram. You've seen the parasha beforehand. What's the praise of Avram? I forgot to tell you that. And that's what makes different Avram from all the other people. Ki yedativ leman pasuk yutes, yutches yutes. Ki yedativ leman asher yitzaved banav. I know that he will command his children for beit and his house acharav after his ways. V'shamru derech Hashem. He will guard the ways of Hashem. Lasot tzedakah mishpat, tzedakah and mishpat and judgment. Leman havi Hashem al Avraham. In order to bring Hashem on Avraham. Et asher dibela, what he spoke to him. I.e., why is the Jewish people so loved? Why is Avram so loved? Because he taught his ways to his children, his house afterwards. That's special about the Jewish people, the family. Pesach is a family event. It's the mashrish in our family, the emunah in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's a Jew. The Jew gave to the world this concept of family. That's what we gave to the world. The family, our own personal family, the family of the Jewish people, the family of a country, the family of a world, the achrayis for each other. That's the Jew gave to the world. That's what Avraham gave. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, hey, maybe he loves his son more than you. Maybe Yishmael did a bigger thing. There's a kitrug on the Jewish people, which has to be fixed. This is Akedah. What is this test for Avram? Avram is Midas HaChesed. Killing a child, even for the Kodesh Baruch Hu, is a complete Chilul Hashem. Avram fought all his years against Avodah Zarah, against Molech, killing a child for Avodah Zarah. Here, Kodesh Baruch Hu asks him to sacrifice this child for him. This is a just different form of Molech. This is a different form of Avodah Zarah. This is not what Avram was teaching. Now Kodesh Baruch Hu tells him, all that you taught, all these years, all that you lived for, to have a child who goes Derech Hashem, give up for me. The Akedah represents the nullification of self for Kodesh Baruch Hu. From here Chazal say that the Jewish people have the koach in the Crusades, in the Inquisition, in Nazi Germany, that they were killed on Kiddush Hashem. They gave up their lives to Kiddush Baruch Hu. The koach of the Jew comes from here. Avram was mevatel his whole life, all that he gave to the world, here in this Akedah. And that gives koach to us. And that's why we read this on Rosh Hashanah. We read this on Rosh Hashanah because this is complete bitul of Midas Adin. When a person is nullifying himself completely for Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's Kabbalas Malchus. That's the bitul of any din. Why is the bitul of any din? There's no atzmiut here. There's no you here. You were kula HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no din on someone who's kula HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the koach of the Jewish people. So now I'm going to explain it very simply. There's a lot to learn here. I'm not going to explain it. We don't have time. But basically you will see. I'm just pick one pasuk to show it. That Avram nullifies himself. This is a midah that's of din. Avram changes from midah sachesed to midah sadin. It's a tikkun of chesed. Chesed needs a tikkun. Chesed needs a fixing. Giving to everyone, however you want, without boundary, is bad chesed. Chesed needs a gvul. It needs din. Avram takes over being Yitzhak, and Yitzhak takes over being Avram. How's Yitzhak being Avram? The biggest thing a person can give, and the Zohar says this, the Zohar says that Yitzhak had to fix Midas Adin. Yitzhak had to, his avoda was the avoda of chesed. Here, giving your potency to the world is a tremendous midas chesed. But giving of your whole being for the sake of others and being a korban la'Hashem for the whole of the Jewish people and the whole of the world, that's the biggest chesed a person can do. Here, Avraham became Yitzhak, and Yitzhak became Avraham. The midah of Avraham was a midah of din, and the midah of Yitzhak was a midah of chesed. It was a reversing of their midah. This reversing of the midah for each one was a fixing of the midah. That's why the midah was a perfect midah. Now let's see what it says this in the pasuk. Vayomer Yitzchak el Avraham. This is, you know, after they're going together, yachdav, together they're going, either two midahs become together, it says, Vayomer Yitzchak el Avraham Aviv. Vayomer Yitzchak el Avraham Aviv, I'm my father. I'm him. I'm my father. Vayomer Avi, and his father says, Vayomer hineini bni, behold, I am my son. Where's the Se'la Ola? Right? Kodesh Baruch Hu says, V'yom Avraham Elokim Yirelo Ha'aseh. Avraham, God will show us where the Se'ah is, this offering for an Ola, for Ola B'niv, the Ola of my son. He's hinting the son is going to be an Ola. V'yelchu Shneim Yachdav. They both went together. V'l'ishachad Kaleidachad. They became one Midah. Chesed became din, din became chesed. So fixing this test of Avraham was the fixing, was the final fixing with the midas adin, and the final fixing, and the fixing of Yitzchak, of his midas, sorry, Avraham did his chesed, Yitzchak did his adin. After this, Yitzchak becomes an Ola Tmima, Pasach Memenu Yitzhara, the Hazal say, that was the crying of the Malachim, the Techena Einav, his eyes became soft, and he didn't have any more. He was like partially blinded. He didn't have any more Yetzirah. He didn't have desires. Yitzchak fixed himself, and Avraham fixed himself. Midas Adin was with Tukenet of Yitzchak, and Midas Chesed was with Tukenet of Avraham. Okay? There were 10 tests of Avraham. This was number 10. Number 9 or number 10? Right? The Kvura of Sarah could be number 10. Right? Question. But we'll do that next week. You understand what's happening here?